Patient last name is Smith. Smith. First name is Glenn. G-L-E-N. Date of birth is August 1, 2023. Next, our patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First, our patient tells me that he was boxing for the Army. First, it was between 1976 to 1980. First, our patient tells me that he was boxing for the Army, and he was repetitively hit in the head. First, it was so many times to the point that he does not remember how many times he got hit in the head. First, patient tells me that, however, there were three times that he got hit in the head and he completely lost consciousness. So first, that was in 1978 and 1979. First, that patient does not remember the exact date. First, but the patient was hit so hard to the head to come out that he lost consciousness three separate times. So first, he would lose consciousness for about 3 minutes. So first, when he woke up, the patient was confused, disoriented, a blurred vision, ringing the ears. A patient has severe headaches. And then he has multiple many times that got hit in the head without loss of consciousness. He does not even remember how many times he got hit in the head. With the resulted in severe head pain, a nausea, blurred vision, ringing the ears. Next paragraph. A patient tells me that he has constant headaches now. First up, his daily headache, dizziness, difficulty to concentrate. First up, patient's pain in the head, around the circumference. First up, patient's tightness in the back of the neck. First up, patient's memory very poor. First up, a patient is not able to remember things very well. First up, patient is taking the diclofenac twice a day. First up, patient also take acetaminophen twice a day. First up, patient take fish oil. Patient also significant difficulty with the concentration on task. First up, patient significant forgetfulness. First up, patient feeling of fogginess and cloudiness. First up, next paragraph. A patient's currently retired. So first, a patient's not working. Next paragraph, a patient's MOCA examination score is 21 out of 30. MOCA, MOCA examination score is 21 out of 30. First, a patient missed one on attention. First, a patient missed three on serial sevens. Patient missed one on language. First up, patient missed four on delay recall. Next step, it is my opinion that a patient is sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient was boxing for the Army between 1978 to 1980. First up, patient tells me that he got repetitive hit in the head. It was so many times to the point that he does not remember how many times he got hit in the head on both sides of the head. Patient tells me there were three times get hit so hard that he lost consciousness. It was in 1978 and 1979. It was in the boxing ring. Patient lost consciousness for about three times. When he woke up, patient was confused, disoriented, lightheadedness, blurred vision, and ringing the ears. There were also multiple other times he got hit in the head so hard that he had resulted in blurred vision, nausea, headaches, ringing the ears. It is my opinion that he has sustained traumatic brain injury. Chronic daily headaches, dizziness, head pain, memory deficits, cognitive deficits, difficulty concentration, these are common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. His MOCA examination is 21 out of 30. Specifically, he missed a 4 out of 5 on the delay recall. His memory is very poor. It is my opinion that he has sustained traumatic brain injury. This marks the end of the patient.